Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player, whatever that is. Today we're recommending The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. This is a story both Reese's and I enjoy.
And it coincides with the fantasy theme.
So if you're enjoying the podcast, give the free trial a chance. It'll help pay for some of the hosting. I'm not sure what that is.
Quick, download it before the movie comes out, post haste!
Enjoy the episode! Travelers, and welcome to another edition of Fantasy Fiction, starring me, Dominic, and...
me, Josh.
And...
and...
you, the listener. welcome, everyone. We are going to be talking about Rockmen. This week.
Yes.
I know it wasn't announced in any shape or form, really, but it was suggested by my coworker who just started listening to the show, Tim, and I thought it would be a fun premise. Mm-hmm. And I didn't tell Josh, so I don't know what his prompt's about. I don't know what his story's about.
I did Rockmen. I assumed we were going with that one.
Oh, this is how, like, on point we are together.
Yeah.
I think we could improvise. We'd be a good improv duo, you know?
Yeah. We should just do an episode one time that's just, like, whatever.
I did that once with a friend, and it didn't go so well. what were you up to this week? How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was a lot of fun. I had, like, two Thanksgivings. I went
I did, too.
Regular Thanksgiving at my grandparents' house, and I drank four Manhattans, which is good to do. When you're almost coming down with, like, some sort of illness, you should just drink four Manhattans and just
you
kick its ass.
Let's, like, get all inebriated and let whatever's in you do run its course, you know? Get it out of there.
Just kill it with booze. And then I went to Thanksgivica, which is, like, Thanksgiving and Hanukkah combined over at our friend Zane Bauer's house.
Thanksgiving falls on the first day of Hanukkah this year?
This year it does. I don't think it always does.
It doesn't always. In fact, it won't for a very long time, I believe.
It's like super early.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Do you eat a lot of good food?
Yeah, I'm vegetarian, so I had to eat, like, vegetarian options.
Did you eat a tofurkey?
I had I don't know if it was tofu, but it was, like, some protein substitute. It was really good.
So you don't know what you ate, but it definitely wasn't a bird.
Yeah, it wasn't it definitely was not a real meat. No real meat tastes like that. So,
well, I had a good Thanksgiving as well. I went to a Friendsgiving, which was just Thanksgiving, but a gathering
of
friends.
Awesome.
You'll find that a lot here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But after dinner, we watched, I think, Christmas Vacation, and then I brought the Everything is Terrible holiday special that I just bought.
Yeah.
And that is awesome. What's great about that DVD is that the first, like, half hour or so, it's really funny. It's hilarious. Then it starts to get a little strange. And then, like, the last 10 or 15 minutes are so uncomfortable. It's super gross. And, like, they pull footage from, like, a Henry Winkler Scrooge adaptation.
Yeah.
And Henry is wearing all of this super gross old makeup that looks so unnatural and so strange. It's really, really funny until the end of it. They edit together all these innuendos with him, and it's really gross.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. And
dude,
what else
awesome.
Did I? And then I went to another friend's last night. I had two Thanksgivings as well, and my friend made this stuffing, although he called it a dressing because it wasn't in anything. It's just in a pan, but it was like cornbread and bacon and like all this crazy stuff.
God.
It was so freaking good.
You just said cornbread and I just instantly wanted to eat cornbread.
Oh my God. Cornbread is like one of my favorite things. Like if you go to a place and sometimes you get cornbread at like a barbecue place and it's like a slice of cake.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Dude, yeah, when it's like so thick, it's like a meal. It's like I had one slice of cornbread and I'm good.
Yep.
For like two days.
For the week.
I don't have to eat anything.
It's like Landisbread or whatever.
Yeah, Landisbread, yeah. It's like real life Landisbread.
It is. And speaking of Landisbread, what do you say we get into some rock, man? Let's get into some fiction, homeboy.
Yeah, oh, baby, yeah. Baby. Tom,
I am ready for it. I'm all strapped in. I've tied several belts to myself to look like a barbarian, and I'm not wearing a shirt, but I am strapped to a chair.
That's just normal, though. You don't normally wear a shirt when we do this.
Oh no, yeah, I'm usually stark nude.
I don't wear pants, or I just like let one ball hang out. I don't know. Is that what warriors do? I would if I was one.
Yeah, man. You gotta show some, and then slice a guy who tries to touch it.
That's right. That's how you know. That's how you know who to fight. Alright. My story is called Trouble on Rock Mountain.
Oh, man. It sounds like it's gonna fit the theme. I wonder if it will.
Best title I've ever come up with. Alright, here we go. "We are fucking lost, you idiot!" screamed Tweezers the gnome. "We aren't lost. I know the secret entrance to our people's hidden city. Gnome Detroit is around here somewhere," responded his longtime companion, Lamb Chop McGinty. The two gnomes had been searching high and low for 3 days, trying to find their hidden mechanical wonderland of a city, and finally be reunited with their people for feasting, fisting, and drinking cough medicine and ale.
That old combo.
It's like what Lil Wayne does.
Mm-hmm.
They had set
it's
out
like Purple Drank, right? That's what they call it?
Oh, yeah, Purple Drank. Yeah, Scissor. That's, yep. Yep, Scissor. Mm-hmm. They had set out on an adventure to find magical metal acorns. Acorns that reverse the effects of constant wiener jizz spell, and also a home remedy for boner farts, a disease so rare and deadly that 69 out of every one person who gets it dies.
Oh my god. That is a sexy statistic.
sexiest statistic on the show.
Well, okay, alright.
It doesn't even make any sense. 69 out of one person. That's like stupid math.
It's no math, it's canon.
That's right, that's true. Tweezers and Lamb Chop now found themselves lost in an often treacherous and monster-filled Ghostvale Mountains that divided the continent of Derinos like a really unsexy cleavage line. Like, you know, the two sides of the continent would be the tits and the mountains are the tit line. Or maybe the mountain range is more like an ass crack and the two halves of the continent are the sweet booty meat. Anyway, Tweezers grabbed the map out of Lamb Chop's hands angrily. "Dude! You idiot moron! You've been reading the map upside down this whole time!" "No? Maybe? What's the difference?" Lamb Chop admitted. "If you go south long enough, it becomes north anyway, you stupid pile of skin and jizz."
That's canon.
Tweezers grabbed Lamb Chop's candlestick helmet, threw it to the ground, and slapped him upside the head. "I'll go south long enough on your mother until it becomes north because she has an ass for a face hole," Tweezers yelled.
That's horrible. That's I thought she mean. Might really have that.
Maybe she does.
This is fantasy fiction after all.
gnomes are kind of mean. The two argued and argued until they reached a particularly spooky looking pass. Wind swept through the pass like a spooky haunted queef. Should we go that way? Asked Lamb Chop. "I don't know. Why don't you ask your ass-faced mother? Let's go," Tweezers replied harshly. As they entered the pass, the rocky walls became slimmer and slimmer. They could hear a great pounding as their tiny, bulbous, misshapen, gross midget heads touched the rock walls. The pounding grew louder and louder until finally the pass opened up wide, and they could see and hear what the noise was. Inside of the valley was an entire city of rock elementals. Legend has it, ancient rock elementals created the Ghostly Vale Mountains, and that they are responsible for creating all mountains in Derinos. Tweezers and Lamb Chop nearly pissed their baby-sized diapers in disbelief. The elementals continued to sing their tune. "Oh, we are rock guys, and we chop up rocks and make new ones because some of them look like boobs, and others kind of look like balls. If you find one that looks like a wiener, send it to my baby, tonight.
So they go around randomly punching boobs and balls.
Yeah, they just, like, break up
rocks.
They
could be, like, female rock men, right?
They could. There's female rock men, yeah. But that's the song. They gotta sing
okay.
that song.
Gotcha. Okay, makes sense. Makes sense.
They haven't broken through the rock ceiling yet and made a song just about dicks. Landchop, we found them! The rock elementals of the Ghostly Vale Mountains, Sweezers yelled. Just then, the rock elementals stopped their toil and tunage and looked over at the two tiny gross gnomes. Who goes there? Yelled the rock foreman. Two elementals marched over and picked up the two interlopers by the diapers and hung them up on an outcropping of rocks.
Nice words.
Oh, thanks. Nice words, thank you. The rock foreman rolled his body over to them. Gnomes? Fucking sick! And then he puked up silt, causing like six other rock elementals to puke up silt too. It was fucking nasty.
It's so gross. That word is gross too.
Silt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of gross. Excuse us, sirs, but we're trying to get home to Gnome Detroit on our quest to find metal acorns, and Tweezers began, Metal acorns? Does one of you have bona fides? Then the foreman puked up some pebbles, a gold brick, and for some reason an old boot. No, they're just very, very valuable to us, and we silence tiny sack of skin and jizz, the rock elemental boomed. We have carts full of metal acorns. We dig them up every day and use them to feed our slag stags, which pull our mining tools and hot elemental ring girls around. You see, we build these mountains, and it's really a shitty job, I'm not going to lie.
I really want to see a drawing of a sexy rock man or rock lady, I guess.
Just holding up like a round two sign.
Like a shift four. Oh, great. Here comes the reminder that I got seven more shifts in this.
Dude, shift four is the worst. Nobody
it's
wants
the worst
that.
One.
Nobody wants shift four.
Nope.
The entire crew of rock elementals agreed and nodded, and just as they trailed off, one in the back muttered, I'll never find fulfillment and contemplate suicide daily. Silence, boomed the foreman again. We could use the help of your tiny, useless bodies. Tweezers and Landchop looked at each other, terrified. You see, Raxnor over there, the foreman pointed to Raxnor, and Raxnor waved. You see, he dropped his daughter in an abandoned rock mine shaft, and we can't seem to get her out. My gods, that's terrible, Lambchop said, disturbed. When did this happen? 407 years ago. The two gnomes looked over at Raxnor, and he waved again.
Just innocently waving.
He's just like, I'm a bad father.
Sorry, help me.
I'm terrible at this. I shouldn't have had a kid. If you do this for our people, we will give you a cart of metal acorns and show you how to get back to your home, the foreman bargained. Tweezers
take
and
Lamb. Take the deal.
Take the deal. Take the deal. Door two, door two.
Tell him no. Tell him no.
Tell him no. I mean, yes. Shit.
Get two carts.
Hold out for two, motherfucker. He's railroading you. Tweezers and Landchop agreed. Soon they were looking down a hole that seemed endless. At the bottom lay Raxnor the Elemental's daughter. Lambchop lit his candle hard hat and threw his rope down. The two ventured into the sexy earth hole, determined to complete their mission. When they reached the bottom, they found what looked like a newborn rock elemental, just eating rocks and pooping and being like a stupid baby. They grabbed the infant and hauled it back up with the rope. When they reached the top, they were greeted as heroes, something that they had never experienced. You saved Raxnor's daughter, the foreman shouted. Lambchop and Tweezers then understood that not everything in life is about metal acorns. Sometimes other things in life are important too, like rescuing babies from pits, but mostly metal acorns. The rock elementals were so happy that they stopped working for 15 minutes and threw the greatest breakdancing party Darnus has ever seen. Thousands died. Finn.
Oh, man. I just love the idea of Rockman just, like, spinning on their backs into villages.
They're just like, just fucking rolling down the hills, man. They don't care.
Just the dude is popping and locking just, like, on some dude's house and family.
Just blood seeps out.
We saved one of ours.
the least important baby ever born. We saved, but kill all the rest of the humans.
She's incredibly stupid and over 400 years old and hasn't aged a bit. Kill the humans.
Yep, pretty much it.
That's how it oh, man. Great story.
Oh,
I like the lore you threw in there about the Rockman building all the mountains.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I figured, you know, like, add some good lore, some godlike lore. Very old. The Rockmen are very old because babies are 407 years old, so they've
yeah,
been around
so how
a
old are Rockmen? Rockmen are like a jillion.
Yeah.
By Elvish math.
Yeah,
or
that's
by Gnomish math. By Gnomish math, they should be dead.
They should be right. By Gnomish math, it's all 69, so it's some number that involves a 69 a lot.
They can only count to 69. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, it's probably not canon because that's your world.
It sounds like canon.
Sounds a little like canon. I'm gonna let you decide.
They just count by 69s, like they, you know, like some people count by twos when they count, like, you know, pennies or whatever. I don't know. People still use fucking pennies. I don't know.
Alright, Josh, are you ready for my story?
I'm ready.
Rockmen.
I'm ready. I'm totally ready.
Alright, here it goes. This one's called The Road.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, I got it from a Cormac McCarthy story.
This is really good. I like that.
Hidden beneath cloaks, a wizard, a shaman, a warlock, and a warrior made their way through the Forest of Elderbeards,
oh,
a most ancient forest in Orcspire, where the trees grow tall and the beards on the trees grow even longer. Some are fabulous, some are stylish, all are respectful, and if you listen closely, you might learn a little something about nature. Yeah, it's fucking cool. Suddenly, the party came to the River of Rip-Roarin' Rad Rapids, a most dangerous river that slays any who set foot in it. If the wicked speed of the river doesn't savagely beat you to death or tear you in two, the evil fish would. Yeah, that's right. This river's got evil fish who live in it with sharp teeth, and they practice black magic by tricking people into thinking that they're magical fish that grant wishes, then getting them to jump in the river. Truth is, they are magical. But they only cast bad wishes. Like if you wish for a cooler face, they'd change your face into a real cool guy's face, but then it'd be frozen and somehow have a dick grafted to it.
Dude, that is the most evil river of all time.
Do not go near it. Then they'd be like, oh, if you want to get rid of that dick, jump in this magical river. And then you jump in, and yeah, the dick would come off, but so would your arms and legs and shit. Not cool, evil fish. Not cool.
Dude, those fish are fucking awesome. They're like nightmare fish. They're fucking crazy.
They're already horrifying, and then they grant people bad wishes.
Yeah, they're like devil fish.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
They are awful.
I want to put them in with my beta fish.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, our heroes stopped in their tracks and surveyed the area. The warrior walked up to a nearby beard tree, and in one swing of his axe, the tree fell across the river. The wizard held up her wizardly arms and magically changed the tree into a very impressive-looking bridge, complete with handrail. The party walked safely across, but that wasn't enough. The shaman turned around, raised his shamanly arms, and the bridge was set on fire. Then the warlock raised his warlockly foot, and a fiery demon meteor fell out of the sky and exploded the bridge, killing many evil fish.
This is already my favorite story.
At once, the party withdrew a flagon of beer from their cloaks and chugged it and burped in unison so loud a nearby dragon egg broke open, and the baby dragon said, "Damn!" You may be wondering who this reckless badass party of adventurers is. Well, you will soon find out. Right now, they are Battle Keg, world-renowned metal band, destroyers of a bridge they made one time.
Dude, I fucking knew this was going to be my favorite story. I called it right before you said Battle Keg. Everyone can hear it. Rewind the tape.
Rewind it. Rewind it.
Rewind the YouTube or the podcast or however you fucking do shit.
I'm angry.
I'm ready. Fucking Balkeg? Hell yes.
On lead guitar staff was Zolrip, the troll warlock. On bass scythe was Danaroth, the human lady wizard. On drums with hammers, Grum, the orc shaman. And on rhythm sword guitar and lead vocals, Phineas Brewbringer, the dwarven warrior.
Dude.
Danaroth spoke. New song. Fuck bridges. The group nodded in agreement. Hang on, I gotta drain the main troll vein, said Zolrip, and he walked over to the edge of the river. An evil fish popped its head out of the water and spoke. Hey, troll boy, if you don't piss in the river, I'll grant you a wish. Grant this, said Zolrip, and he whipped out his peener and he peed right in the evil fish's mouth, and the fish filled up like a balloon and exploded, and green pee went everywhere, and a bunch of the evil fish floated to the top of the water and died.
Dude, my peener.
Newer song, added Zolrip, peener of death, then in parentheses, drink my acid piss. The group agreed that that was a good idea and continued into the forest.
Oh my god, this is the best band of all time.
Dude.
This is great.
Just wait.
Oh shit.
Battle Keg only cared about two things, getting wasted and rocking the fuck out to heavy metal jams. They were at the end of their tour for their third album, Ale Summoners. They were traveling to the city of Orkspire for their long-awaited last show on the tour. Danaroth was practicing her sick bass solos as they walked through the forest, and many a woodland creatures were getting it onto it. You know, it sex. Yeah.
Peeners.
Anyway, the band was moving right along when the forest became eerily quiet. The adventurers took notice and slowed their pace. A tree's beard blew in the wind and caught their attention, and within that moment of distraction, a group of gnolls leapt out from the trees bearing pikes, crossbows, and other makeshift weapons.
Oh, man.
Gnolls are the lamest things in Orkspire. They're always trying to overly fit in and act like everything they do is cool, when in reality, everything they like is like taking baths in gross swamp mud water and chewing on sticks and eating six, which is totally not cool at all. Reacting, Grum drew both of his drum hammers and smashed a gnoll's face between them. Then he pulled the hammers apart, and all that was left was the gnoll's eyes sitting on his tongue. They blinked, then they rolled off the tongue, and the body fell into a heap. A song would be written about it later. A large gnoll stepped forward. He had a pointy goatee and many eyebrow piercings, and a weird ponytail. Seize their instrument weapons, he spoke. Who the shit are you, said Phineas, as the bipedal dogman took his sword guitar. The leader spoke. I am Doglips, and with the rest of these warriors, we are Mudbark, the Forest of Elderbeard's best all-knoll band, and we're here to make you an offer of a lifetime.
Dude, Mudbark? Oh, no.
Dude, yeah.
This is going to be like a Beatles Rolling Stones situation. I'm still going with the Battle Keg. They're like the Beatles.
Wise choice. By drooling all over our raddest fuck instrument weapons, said Zolrip. The offer is such, replied Doglips. You let us open for you in Orkspire, or you die. The gnolls all bark laughed.
Like hyenas, like...
Yeah, exactly. Battle Keg already has an opening act. Beer, now get fucked, said Danaroth.
Holy shit.
The gnolls all bark laughed again. We have something you've never seen before. A new chapter in an age of mayhem. A new metal, spoke the leader of the gnolls. It's a spin on the old genre plus turntables, said one of the other gnolls. Shit, no, yelled Grum.
I made the right decision. I made the right decision sticking with Battle Keg.
Another gnoll piped up. Any of you pussies want to say some shit? Let it be said, and you shall be dead. Okay, are you speaking in really, really lame lyrics, dog man? replied Grum. Let all who speak poorly of Mudbark be murder-dark. The gnoll replied. Fuck off, yelled Zulrip, and the gnolls bark laughed again. Let us show you the power of our new metal, said Doglips. The band began to equip the instruments as Battle Keg begrudgingly watched. The band was obnoxiously big, like 20 gnolls and like 7 drummers.
Oh, man.
The ones that didn't have instruments had sticks that they were going to bang together because that's like an instrument to backwards-ass gnoll life. Doglips spoke again. Okay, this one's called Living in a Dogman's Nightmare. 1, 2, 3, 4. The band began to play and it sounded like shit. They were so goddamn bad. One of the elder beard trees uprooted, walked to the river of rapids, and jumped in. But not before the wind blew a little bit, and you could definitely hear the words, you suck in it. It was like if you put a dog's butt up to a guitar and he farted all over it. That's exactly how this sounded. Then, the forest started to smell really bad as a result of the music. It smelled like an elven dick's nightmare of being put into an ogre's butt. Danaroth couldn't take it anymore.
Oh my god.
Fuck this, she yelled, and did a magic flying kick right into the gnoll's face, who took her scythe base, swung it around, and chopped off his head. Blood sprayed all over, and that was kind of metal, but the music was still going on, so it negated it.
Metal math, that's canon.
Metal math. Phineas and the others joined in as Mudbark was unaware of the attack as they were performing an over-rehearsed headbang, unison, and laser light show. Phineas punched Doglips right in the back of the head and disarmed him. The rest of Battle Keg reacquired their instrument weapons along with the dwarf. You fools, yelled Doglips as he hid behind his band. You've squandered the chance of a lifetime. Now you'll die. A huge fight broke out between the two parties. Grum had equipped his boots of double bass and was drumming gnoll knees right the fuck off with each step.
Dude.
Zulrip cast an awesome green lightning spell on two gnolls. They got fried, then turned into zombies, who looked at one another and threw up acid barf all over each other, and they melted into skeletons who said, we quit! And they walked off arm in arm.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
Danaroth summoned Elementals, elemental water forms made of ale.
Oh my god.
One gripped up a gnoll who tried to run away, turned him around, and forced all of itself into the gnoll's mouth. The gnoll swallowed, drunkenly wobbled for a bit, then threw every goddamn thing inside of him up, including his own skeleton. The elemental reformed and started beating up another gnoll bad with brass knuckles.
Dude, the most badass weapon there is.
And the elemental's doing it, you know?
Dude, that's fucking
not liking
crazy.
That. Phineas began to solo so hard, gnolls started just being split right down the middle by the pure wickedness of his shredding. It was a goddamn massacre. In a faraway town, a warrior was having dinner with his family. Suddenly, he dropped his fork and said, God damn, it feels like someone is beating the hell out of, like, 20-something bipedal dogs. Does anyone else feel that? It's like a guy is punching a dog punching bag or some shit. I don't know. I shouldn't be swearing at dinner, but fuck shit, it's wild.
Dude, I want a story about that guy and his family.
It's just gonna be him eating dinner, every like a time. Long dinner, and keep interrupting.
That's, dude, it's so good. Holy shit.
Phineas called out, damn it, we don't have time for this. We've got a show to get to. I got this, Danaroth responded. She started whipping her scythe base around while dropping some heavy-ass riffs. Suddenly, a giant wave of ale began to rise out of the river. Everybody stand on a body or skeleton, she shouted. And they did, all but Phineas. He had just cornered Doglips himself. The ale began to wash over the forest. It was up to Phineas' knees. He spoke. Doglips, you dare try to hold Battle Keg ransom to itself? For this you shall be executed. And he soloed so hard that Doglips fell to his knees. He kicked him onto his back and stood on him. The ale lifted them up along with the rest of Battle Keg, and they began to surf on gnolls and gnoll skeletons into Orkspire as they played the first song off Ale Summoners, Surfing on a Wave of Beer.
Holy shit.
Just as they turned left at the end of the forest, the crowd awaiting for the Battle Keg show could see them. Phineas cut off Doglip's head and blood sprayed all over the crowd as the ale crashed upon them, washing it off. When everyone came to, Battle Keg was on stage, already playing, and everyone was wasted. The end.
Dude, Dom, that is the best story yet. That's the best one yet. That's my favorite story. That was amazing. You blew my mind with how good that was. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. I hope at some point we can come back to Knowles and have them be somewhat redeemable.
Yeah, those Knowles, well, they're in like a new metal band, so they're not at all redeemable.
I think there might be some better Knowles out there. You know, these ones are kind of sucky.
Also, was their name Mudbark?
Mudbark.
I think I saw Mudbark in like the early 2000s open for Crazy Town. So,
or at the Family Values.
Yeah, or Ozfest or something. Hello, everyone. I am Reese's the Wise.
And this is Old Snickerdoodle, and welcome to another edition of
Chamber of Knowledge. Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I was thinking of the chamber pot again. We have to make this quick. I've got to go.
Okay, we will speed it up, because Snickerdoodle has the poopies.
I would appreciate if you did not tell them that, but First scroll,
all right. First scroll.
I believe I have the first
you
scroll.
You have it, yes. Sorry.
So I will you get your dirty, bony, gross fingers off of it. I will read it with my hot dog fingers. Matt Monnier asks, was Buff Cat once human, once cat, or always a buff cat?
That is a very good question. Buff Cat was always a Buff Cat, as was his father a Buff Cat before him, and his father a Buff Cat before him. All praise Buff Cat.
All praise him. How about Buff Mother Cat? Is that something?
There are girl Buff Cats.
Oh, there's a whole race of
there's
Buff
Cats.
There's
a whole race of cat people.
Well, that's wonderful.
Because why the fuck not?
If I heard correctly, it was canon.
It's canon.
Next scroll
is from Sean Young. They ask, do you two have birthdays, or were you just sort of spawned out of infinite wisdom?
Well, I do not know my birthday, because I was born in a dragon's roost. I was then raised by a dragon man. Then he got tired of me and passed me on to a pack of morgues, who passed me on to a pack of wolves, then passed me on to gelatinous cubes, and they loved me for who I was and became my parents. I love you, Morg and Lorb.
I've met them. They're very nice.
Yes, yes. Dad, old Lorb, he can be a little annoying, but he loves me.
He's still your father, so, yes. You know. Also, we're such a progressive family.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I've come to just, I'm like a dog. If you feed me, I'll love you.
That is good to know. All I know is I'm a Pisces, so I don't know.
That's all you know. You're a Pisces?
That's all I know. I don't know when my birthday is. I don't remember it. I'm so fucking old, I can't remember
anything. We are quite old. I wish I could tell you how old we are. But we do not know our birthdays. Next scroll! Brandon Padgett asks, can you cast a spell of no more pain on my shoulder I just had surgery on? Even though the podcast is even better with no pain meds. I don't know what a podcast is, but yes. Reese's, do you have some sort of cure for his ailment?
I always mix up pain spell and penis spell, so I hope I get it right this time.
Well, I hope so too, for his sake. I unfortunately do not know any healing spells, because I'm a really cool wizard who ain't got time for that shit.
That's cool.
But I do have some NyQuil.
NyQuil will work on some pain, but don't drink it with vodka.
I also have an ace bandage.
That might just work. I don't even think I need to cast a spell anymore. I think you got this.
Yes, it was for a mummy's costume, and I'm willing to give it up. Next scroll!
Next scroll is from Ethan Veo. He asks, what is your perfect Sunday, Snickerdoodle?
I like to relax with a little WW, if you know what that is, and watch an exiled orc be sad on my RC ball.
That's your perfect Sunday, Snickerdoodle?
Why not?
An exiled orc be sad.
Comfy con 20, 20, 20, 20. I'm not sure what year it is. 120s for all I care. I just want to see a orc be sad because he was told to not live with his people anymore.
Sometimes you feel like watching a sad orc on the RC ball. I get in those moods.
Sometimes you gotta watch a sad orc to be happy about yourself.
Yeah, you gotta be like, I'm glad I'm not that guy.
Exactly. How about you, Reese's? What's your perfect Sunday?
Well, in Theranos, we call it Soon's Day because you have to get up and go to school soon's.
Oh, yes.
Basically, the perfect Soon's Day is quitting school so you don't have to go on Moon's Day.
Ooh, yes.
Quit school, kids.
That is great advice. If we could preach it more on the show, we would. But, next scroll!
Next scroll!
At Scalbar on Twitter asks, how does one escape the pain mines?
Ah, the pain mines, yes. How does one escape the pain mines of life? That's easy. Death.
Ask the exiled orc.
He's been to the pain mines, I think.
He's probably going to enroll.
He would be happy to be in the pain mines. He would belong then.
He would belong. Next scroll!
Next scroll! Next scroll is from Kyle Schmelzer. He asks, how do guys in Orkspire, sorry, Snickerdoodle,
it's okay! I'm not defended!
How do guys in Orkspire all have such ridiculous muscles? Is steroid use common, or is it something in the water? I've wondered this myself.
Well, I'll answer it now, and all shall gain knowledge, because this is the knowledge of the Chamber of Knowledge it is. Ooh, I almost forgot myself. Well, yes, there is something in the water. It's something called a little hard work and dedication.
Yes.
All natural right here, bub.
That's right.
Flex out of my cloak.
You should see him flexing right now. It is ridiculous.
The cloak is about to rip. The cloak is about to rip.
Jesus, Snickerdoodle.
Now I am nude.
I kind of like this. I think we should do this like this all the time.
I like this too.
I'm just gonna look at your wiener some more.
I don't mind.
Have no shame.
That is all the information you shall receive. Tune in next week. We'll answer your questions again if we feel like it. Ooh, button flex. Flexing my buns right now.
This is all natural, Snickerdoodle? I don't know.
This is all natural.
You.
I'm flexing my butt cheeks to that music.
You are excellent at keeping beat.
Yes. All right, well, that was a revealing end to Reese's and Snickerdoodle.
Those guys are crazy, man.
They excite me in a way like nothing else does.
Next week's prompt is fairies, and that's from Neon Bath on Twitter, so we're going to talk about some fairies next week.
I'm excited because I know your story's going to be really good.
Dude, I'm excited about this one. I already got some ideas rolling around up there, so.
Dude, I think, guys, strap in your sex belts, because it's going to get real sexy in here. As always, if you want to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or subscribe to the subreddit and stuff, that's all in the show notes, as usual. So check that out. That's where we ask questions for Reese's and Snickerdoodle, and where we ask for prompts and stuff sometimes. Also, if you want to send us an email, fantasyficpod@gmail.com. Yep. Send us whatever, just no nudes. Well, no nudes.
No nudes.
No nudes yet. We're not there yet, guys. Shirts are available.
Yeah.
Fantasyfiction.spreadshirt.com. Keep on wizarding shirt. There'll be more in the future, but for right now, it's just that one in various colors. And Josh, do you have anything to say?
No, I think that's... Oh, wait. Keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding, folks. Have a good week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.